Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm joined by the two pain in the neck podcasters.
Cindy.
Rude. It's Heather.
Well, are you going to speak? Is that how you're going to speak?
Because I swear, this is the most obnoxious thing. No. Sir.
He is obnoxious.
Well, I'm trying to.
We're perfect.
Anyway, trying to get two people who just don't follow directions properly is kind of frustrating.
Listen, Bozo,
for
just
me.
Just sit there and go with the flow.
Chill out. Chill out.
Pick your mic up.
The mic, I want to reach across this table and punch you in the face.
That's really violent. And if you like this podcast and a podcast like this, you can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/jandjack or you can go to jandjack.com and just go right there and it says, I'm going to become a patron. Anyway, you can enjoy this show and other shows like this, like The Married Man, the broadcast, and new to the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, Westworld. With Jay, Jack, and Mike. So, and if you haven't seen Westworld, it's on HBO. It was fantastic. Anyway, we're here to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Did you guys enjoy the show?
We did.
I did. It was good.
We enjoyed it a lot. To the point where I think we're going to go see Circus of Lake. I couldn't get you to see one when we were in Las Vegas. I tried and tried and tried. And you're like, no, it's my birthday week. No, it's my birthday week. No, it's my birthday week. So we didn't go.
I just said no. I didn't say my birthday week.
Yes, you did.
Well, you said, well, you want to go for your birthday? You said you want to go for your birthday. I said, no.
I said, do you want to go on Friday? Let's see.
Let's see.
No.
And
no.
If anybody that knows Jack,
no.
Let's see means no.
No.
I don't want to put my lipstick all over the mic.
We'll see.
It was a great show. I thought there wasn't maybe one, but at most everybody that danced did a really great job.
Yeah, you could tell they improved since last week. You can definitely see the improvement for each
person
except for one. I'm sorry.
And it was Circus Olé night.
Yes. It was so distracting, though, because I was
for you.
My ADD self, and you have like flipping
over here.
I got to
be honest, for me, it was also a little distracting because it was you know, you sit there, especially the one where Vanilla Ice is, and the guy's holding the woman with his teeth.
With his teeth.
And not only that, but the angle he's at had to be painful. And she's spinning around, and I'm like, okay, I know Vanilla Ice is dancing, but I got to watch the guy. Is he going to drop her? Wait, what happens if he drops her?
True.
And she's spinning around. She's going to.
Face twirl, like head first.
Her face, you know, spin around on the floor and would have been ugly. Yes. I'm sure it's happened. I wonder if I went on YouTube, I could find it.
Probably could.
Sure.
Accidents happen.
I'm sure she had like something underneath her or something when they were first learning it.
It's called the ground.
No.
Well, if you don't have confidence in your partner, you shouldn't be doing it.
True.
But
it
what
was impressive, though.
What if your partner's mad at you? What if someone asks them the question? What? Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, we start off with Calvin and Lindsay.
Loved it.
Doing the
Charleston.
Doing the Charleston. I thought this was his best dance to date.
Yeah, I loved it. I think he was underscore for sure. It was really good. I loved it.
You weren't happy with the scores.
No, I think it was underscored.
I think anytime you're first, unless you're exceptional, I think they always scored very low. That's when I used to have kids that competed. I know I always refer back to skating, but it's my only way of referring. I always I always disliked when we would when we would be drawn as the first skater. I'd be like, I never wanted to show it, but I think all my skaters knew that. I was like, ugh.
It's okay to be first. Ooh. Go ahead, have a good time. But anyway, I thought it was a great dance. 8 from Carrie Ann. Oh, no Lynn this week.
No,
Lynn. You said Lynn's in London.
He started Dancing with the Stars overseas, and they brought it to America. Like, he's like the grandfather
with the Stars. Oh, so it started in London.
Yeah, started there, and then he brought it over here, too.
Is there any show now that doesn't start in England first, and then we bring it over here?
What was American Idol? Was it over in England first?
Yeah, they called it American Idol over there.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. Mom. Shut up. I realized as I said it out loud.
Over there, they called it Anti-Independence Day.
Okay, anyway.
American Idol. That's what they call it over there.
You heard the cricket sound out again.
Well, you didn't come prepared.
I need to. You find it
I thought
now.
That was a good one. Anti-Independence Day.
No, it was bad.
No, it was bad.
Bad.
Anti-revolution.
Anyway,
it's getting worse.
Say the scores again.
George Washington. Down with George Washington. American Idol.
Jack.
Anyway, Carrie-Anne, 8. Julianne, 7. And Bruno, an 8. So is Lynn gone for the rest of the time?
No, he's gone for a couple weeks and probably back.
Okay. All right.
He's done, he did last fall, I believe. Like, he was gone for a little bit. And they had, like, guest judges come in every now and then.
Okay, I remember the guest judges.
Yeah.
Okay, and then next we have Maureen and Artem.
Yeah, they were really not getting along. He was really tough on, even on himself. I was like, of all people, because I would have think he would have had some of this conversation he was having, you know, like the end, his end thing, saying he didn't know if he was cut out for this. I would have used that for Misha.
But you think about that's what week is this, fourth or fifth?
But Misha wouldn't have been able, he knew Misha wouldn't be able to handle it.
True.
But the one part of Bugby is when he, you know, everyone's saying why she's crying is because he accidentally hit her in the nose. And she said, oh, my nose, my nose, oh, my nose, oh, my nose. That's why she's crying, because, oh, my nose. Oh, my, you know, it's from a famous thing where the football. If you go back and watch the episode, the football doesn't come close to her nose. If you go back and watch it. Anyway. Maureen and Artem, they do the Argentine tango.
I thought Maureen did a great job. You weren't as impressed as I was.
I was distracted by the guy doing flips.
Yeah.
The red bird.
I just thought she was great. Because
I bet your lines were perfect.
And the reason, there's two things that I don't know if anybody really noticed.
Oh, my nose.
But there was one part after she was all done and he was walking, she said, you're mad at me. And the way she was by the glass and she was walking like she had stiff legs, like her legs were like hurting her. And I thought, God, is she like.
Well, maybe she's cramping up.
Yeah, maybe. But you could just.
It's a lot of work. They practice 5 hours a day. That's right. A lot of dancing, especially if you're not used to that kind of training. Right. That's a lot of work.
I mean, you were.
And it goes on.
You were an athlete. You were an athlete. I was an athlete. I don't think we could do that now, we're used to training to do that for 5 hours a day.
No, and that's a lot of work. I think that's why they're getting frustrated with each other. It's what, the fifth week, right?
Yeah, fifth week.
And they practice a month before the show even starts, a couple weeks beforehand. So they're running to a 24/7. That's what they always talk about, these pros. They basically get married to these stars, are with each other 24/7, constantly texting or showing videos or what they're going to work on. And that's a long time to be with somebody.
Yes.
Without really maybe wanting to or whatever it is.
Right.
So it makes sense why they start fighting or getting annoyed with each other, because it's just like, oh my
gosh.
Maybe
because she's still upset that Rita Wilson tried to take her head cheerleading job in high school. Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson. An episode of. No, nothing. Nothing?
No.
No.
You don't even remember that episode, do you?
I do remember that episode. Okay.
No one watches Brady Bunch like you do.
I haven't seen it in years.
Jack, this is the thing that drives me crazy. You can remember details. I bet you couldn't remember the detail of our wedding.
There was a lot of laughing.
True.
Because you couldn't stop laughing.
I was nervous. When I'm nervous, I laugh.
Oh, do you take the...
Anyway, so what were I forgot the scores. That's right. She got all 8.
She got 8 across the board. And then she started crying because her favorite number is 7.
And I was excited for her. She was so excited. I thought she did a great job. I thought it was a great dance.
It was a good job.
For her.
It was better.
I know for me, again, I don't want to keep bringing this up, but she's 60 years old. And to still be able to do the things that she's doing... And at this stage, like you
the
can
worst
say,
part is her walker keeps it.
Worst case, it's like and the other thing is it's the fourth or fifth week, and still being able to achieve and be better.
Oh,
I think
is
great.
She definitely has improved, which is awesome. But like I said, I was just distracted.
I told you in the beginning
flips.
She's from the Brady Six, so she is going to have has choreography.
Okay,
she's got it. Anyway, next up we have.
I can do the quickest time.
Jana and Gleb.
There is Gleb.
In the Foxtrot.
Yes,
I thought it was good.
Very good. You didn't like. You thought the song didn't go with
the song,
dance.
The music didn't work. It was too fast. The music didn't fit their dance.
I didn't get it. I didn't agree with you.
Here Comes the Sun, right?
Yeah, Here Comes the. I thought they did a great job.
The music didn't work, and I graded them down from that.
But you have no rhythm at all. So how are you to judge on the rhythm of the song?
Because I can look and
the
see
musicality of it.
I thought they did a great job. They even got Carrie-Anne or somebody said that
Gleb
did a great choreography. Which was excellent.
It was good.
Like I would have knocked it. The song didn't fit the dance.
I don't agree with you, Heather.
I don't agree.
Well, if anyone else disagrees with me out there, too bad.
Disagrees but agrees.
Agrees. I thought it was a good dance, but the music was too. Like you're saying the people behind were too distracting. The music, I was like, this music doesn't work. And I like the Beatles, but it wasn't the right Beatles song.
I didn't get it.
So
I don't disagree. I just totally disagree.
Anyway,
you
guys can be wrong. It's okay. Carrie-Anne, an 8. Julianne, a 7. And Bruno, an 8.
I thought for their personality and their as a couple, I thought it was a perfect song. Their costume, everything about that routine, I thought fit them to a T.
Very peace and love.
Yeah, peace and love, especially her. I really felt like it did that.
Peace and love, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. next up is Mary Lou and Derek.
I thought this was a cool one because you got to hear. I mean, it's like amazing the way her mind works.
Oh yeah, it's insane.
I mean, she was like, he was saying something. Okay, what were you doing on whatever date? And like, she goes, that was a Friday,
1984. Yeah, he said, or 1989. Yeah.
She's like, and that was a Friday. I'm just like, I want to go look to see if she's even right.
You know, she could just be making it up.
That's what I'm saying.
Are there fact checkers on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I don't know. But what she's saying, that what happens is sometimes her memory goes, like if a song comes up, it goes to there or something like that. And
goes
that's
to where she was before.
Right. And so because of that kind of memory she has, she's named what it was. That's why she was having difficulty.
So I said it would be a plus for her to have. Remember when before the season, I said this will be a plus for her because she should be able to remember everything. But it's actually a negative.
Right. She's not having difficulty remembering the steps. She's having difficulty because her mind overtakes her body and brings her back.
She's overthinking.
Yeah. So that's why. And they told her that she's just kind of like, ooh, you know, do all this stuff. But I don't, when you have that kind of mind, I don't think you can do that. You can't shut it off.
No. It's too much to concentrate. If you're concentrating on that, how can you concentrate on the dance?
Exactly.
It's a lot of pressure.
So she's trying to take, she could be telling herself to shut up in there, and then that's how maybe her feet are. But I thought she did a great job.
I thought she did a lot better than last week.
A lot better than last week.
She was disappointed, and I think she had a right to be.
I did too.
I thought she deserved at least eights.
I agree with you.
At least one or two, because I didn't make any sense how they still score a seven when she did really bad last week, and then I think she improved this week, and still gave her the same score. Doesn't make any sense. Like, where are you encouraging?
Because you see her look at Derek, I was like, what the heck?
Right.
The production of it was awesome. Like, yes. It was so good. Like, the one part where, like, she's like, look, like she's shooting an arrow, and they like fly the flag over and actually nails Derek. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah, the whole part of it. And they even said she used the whole dance floor.
Yes.
I mean, it's very rare to see a
celebrity. And the dances are longer.
Right, and the dances are longer. But to see that use the whole dance floor, that's a lot of stamina.
Yes.
I mean, I know as a judge, when we're judging, again, skating, you do judge on how well you use your ice and then the pattern of your routine. You know, do you spread it all out and everything? And not to get even extra points for that. I just thought
the scores were obviously higher this show.
Yes.
She deserved higher.
Absolutely. I mean, I totally agree.
Marie McCormick did a great job.
Right.
She deserved eights.
Right.
But I think Mary Lou deserved eights.
I thought she deserved eights at least. And I was disappointed. I just thought they were really hard on her.
Like you said, the production value alone, it's got to be when you put more into it, you have this thing, everything going on.
Right.
You should get more for it.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyway. Next up, we have Amber Rose and Max doing the Argentine Tango.
One of her best dances.
After she was done, I was like, I know I called you on something else, and so I didn't bug you to see if, because you said you were switched over and you were going to watch the rest the next day because you don't have DVR.
Nope.
But I thought, you know why I think it was her best dance? I think she was being able to believe in this character. She was herself. No hair.
No wig.
No wig.
No random costume.
No random costume. A very comfortable costume. I think that this is what she's used to as a personality because she's a beautiful woman. And I think she was able just to relax and feel the whole thing.
Do you think it maybe had something to do with Julianne and hers thinking that she was being body shamed and maybe she's like put a little more effort, not effort, but maybe just like more concentration. I'll show you.
Could be. Maybe
a little kick in the
butt. A little fire, maybe.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, I don't know. It could have been what you said. But I was thinking maybe it was just the fact that, you know, someone calls you out. You know, I don't think she really, well, it was probably a misunderstanding, but she said she was, you know, uncomfortable with the dance.
Right.
That's what she said. So maybe it was, I'll show you, I'll give you my A game. But I think it was her dance.
And besides that, how can you not look sexy next to Max? I mean, he just oozes.
Yeah.
Flexibility. I mean, he just, exactly.
But maybe he put more effort into it too, though, Max.
Maybe it was more his thing too. Oh,
so maybe they both put more effort into it. Because you can kind of like, last week was more like, what he did with Meryl was like insane. And I feel like he's not putting the same effort into it.
Well, she was exceptional.
With Amber,
I think. But don't you think as a partner, when you get someone that exceptional, like I'm sure this is how Val feels about Lori. It's just, you know, when they're just such hard workers and they just put more in the same kind of level in as they do, that you just get so much out. I mean, I'm sure as a teacher, when you're teaching something and that student is just as enthusiastic about learning something as you are teaching it, that it makes it a lot more enjoyable to.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm thinking that's got to be the same similarities.
But he even made the comment too that he's going to try. In the package, he said that he's going to try harder too. Maybe he wasn't putting the best effort as well.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about
that. So maybe they both realized that they're not giving their all. So that's why they did so well tonight. Because I thought, not tonight, Monday night.
Yeah.
So I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was too.
She definitely showed her true color. Yeah. Awesome.
Definitely her best dance so far. But Carrie Ann an 8, Julian an 8, and Bruno an 8. So 8s across the board. Next up, we have Ryan and Cheryl.
I know,
doing the Vietnamese waltz.
He did so much better, though. He's getting better each week. It might be like a huge jump, but he's definitely see improvement there. Now,
I suggested maybe they did the fog. Footwork has been his problem, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So they had
not his back. His back.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I was just saying, you know, you have the fog blocking. How can you judge his footwork when you can't see his feet?
True. But the thing, I don't know, it's just
pretty clever.
She's a great dancer, and she just has, I mean, I think she makes him even look better, but. To me, again, I think Mary Lou is better dancer than Ryan, and I think he got higher marks than Mary Lou did, and I just was like, I don't know.
Yeah, but he did really well, though.
Okay.
I thought he did pretty good. I thought it was his best dance so far.
His best dance so far. Okay. You see improvement.
He was smiling. It just was upsetting that he couldn't pick what outfit to wear. He had half an outfit. You just pick his Nothing?
No.
No. Cricket noises away.
Okay. Well, anyway, Carrie Ann a 7. Juliana 7 and Bruno an 8. Next up, we have Babyface and Allison. This was just a train wreck from the start.
I wanted to look away.
It was so bad.
That was the one I called you on. I was like, oh, Heather, this is what happened.
Well, like she was saying, Allison was saying in the beginning that it was, you know, they didn't have the production value. Everyone else did. Everyone had these elaborate things going on. So that made it stand out, you know, like a sore thumb. You think the reason he was having trouble is because, remember, they kept going back to having to hit spots at the right time. That if you're not here, you're going to be in the dark. You have to be your timing. So not only do you have to concentrate on the dance, you have to concentrate on being in the spot where at this time. You think he was just too concentrating on that? I mean, it was a mess.
From the get-go, the beginning of it was bad. Like, he's not very strong. Like, was it the tango, right? Argentine tango?
It just said tango.
Just tango? But it wasn't like she's forcing her head strong and she's doing like strong movements and he's just kind of wishy washy. Look at his feet were like slipping. It just looked bad. It was very bad. I felt so bad for him.
I felt bad and I just felt like it was like just a train wreck and I wanted to look away.
Yeah, it was bad.
But like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you say about the lights. I didn't notice it as much.
If it's in your head, I'm like going, because they kept saying it. You know, the guy, the production guy, is like, okay, this is if you're not here by then, it's going to be dark, and then you're going to be all off. I mean, to me, if I'm not a professional dancer, that's the last thing. I have to keep hitting these spots, because that's what, you know, actors have to hit their spot. They have to get a certain spot. It had to be right timing the whole way. So once you screwed up, it was all met. And there was a couple times you could see they were really, is he trying to catch up with the lights?
Good point.
I mean,
think they'd
been
better off doing some kind of set. I don't know why.
And talking about song, I didn't think went with the dance. That song.
The song didn't go either. Yeah.
But I think they were so concerned about the production value, they should have just went out and danced. He did so bad last week that they should just focus on him dancing instead of trying to do that. So I agree with what you're saying.
Now you're saying, okay, you were terrible last week, and now we're going to put you in this dance where you have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to work. Yeah. Why not just do a set? In fact, a lot of the dances might have looked better because they had the people flipping and doing everything else in the background. You're not paying attention to
them.
This one was just, it was all them, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And they got 6s across the board, and I think that was generous.
Oh,
it was
very generous.
Because
Rick Perry got 5s a couple times, and I'm like going, this was just bad.
Yeah. It was bad from the start to the end. It was
Babyface
bad.
Got off to a great start, but
he fell off.
Next, we have Taryn Sasha.
So good.
Doing the samba.
Yeah, I thought she was, again, great.
Just phenomenal.
Yeah. Every time I watch her, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Messed up a little at the end.
Yeah, but with her arms. But just again, I just thought it was great. And I'm just excited. I think, again, Sasha was a perfect person for her. It's funny how they picked the dancers.
The music was great.
Absolutely.
I want to dance with them. Yeah. It was like, so much fun. It was awesome. Yeah. Love that
I
want to
dance with them, and I don't like dancing.
Okay. Whatever.
It was the music. You saw me just getting... I was getting into it.
Dun, 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 dun. But there wasn't, I mean, even I know you thought, I didn't really see the arms. I know they said about the arms. I know you
it was
said
like
about
a little
arms.
Timing. But
right, but to me, I didn't even notice
it.
Because
faster.
Right, it was just so enthusiastic.
It's a longer dance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you need to build up your endurance.
Right, but excellent.
Carrie Ann and Arda, 9. Julianne, 8. And Bruno, an 8.
The first 9s.
Yeah.
First
9s of the night. Next, we have Lori and Val.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, apologize for that.
Someone... That was fabulous.
You know, if you're gonna scream, you gotta warn me ahead of time. So I apologize, people who just blew your headphones out.
I'm too high. I'm too low. I'm not this. I'm not that.
I warned you guys in the beginning that this is what I have to work with.
Okay, cranky Jack.
Anyway, they're doing the Jaws, and you know she's in Washington. She got to meet the president.
So enthusiastic! How an honor at 16 years old get to meet the president.
Yeah.
Our son got to meet the president. Yeah. Remember, he went to school.
Yeah,
President Clinton.
He wasn't president at the time.
He was still a president.
Yeah, he did. And I did say, "I go, did you shake? Did you wash your hands after you shook hands?" Oh,
but I was. We were so excited for him. Remember when Jay? He was going. I can't believe. Of all people, President Clinton going to the UNC Pembroke. Pembroke, hello. Who wants to go out there?
Well, there's, you know, money's there.
I know, but anyway.
You go where the money is.
So you and I always feel the same way. I mean, I know there's people that think, oh, they're a Democrat or the Republican, whatever they are. But to me, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. I want to meet the President of the United States. I think it's an honor.
Any president,
I would shake their hand.
I'd shake their hand.
It would be the coolest thing, and I wouldn't be disappointed. I would stand in line to do that, and I would be excited.
We stood in line to get in the White House.
Yes, I did.
I didn't, but you know.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we did. So anyway, I remember that. So it was enthusiastic.
And I've told the story before.
And Jay called us afterwards, right? When he did that right away.
I just shook hands with the president. I go, how cool is that? Yes. Close to everyone was Reagan when he was running for president.
That's the closest you ever saw. He was never.
He was in within like 20 feet of me. He got out of the limousine. It was the hotel I was working at, Town Country Hotel. God bless you.
Thank you.
And he came walking, all the Secret Service, or Secret Service all over the place, and he came out. And kind of waved him. I didn't move though, because I had a broom, and so you know I didn't want people to think he's got a broom.
Right.
Boom, boom.
But I mean, you can see, of course, that's what an honor. I mean, those pictures that they showed him, they're just
well,
so cute.
Like I said, going to the White when we were in line for the White House. And if you're out there, contact your congressperson, go to the White House,
your local where you live,
because everybody in line
felt the same way as we felt.
Everybody there, the adults, even the kids. Well, kids so much. But the adults was like Disneyland.
Yes.
Them. It was like, we're going in the White House. Yes. We're going in the White House.
Well, I don't think there was one single person who didn't have the same enthusiasm as you and I.
Everyone was like, are you in line for the White House? Yeah, we're in line for the White House.
Yes, we are.
You can just keep walking. Go see one of the monuments.
And we were talking around. Everybody were talking about, we're all saying the same thing. You go, do you think the president's like, oh, it would be so cool, the president
but
was
he was
there.
In Martha's Vineyard.
So, yeah, I was on vacation. He was on, in August.
Well, shocker. But anyway, I'm kidding.
Most presidents take their vacation in August. But anyway, so you can see why she was, how excited she was for that picture. It was adorable.
So anyway, they're doing the and she loves. She's a Michael Jackson fan. Val was excited about doing Michael Jackson, and the dance was outstanding.
Oh, it was amazing.
And the thing, I don't know if you guys saw it, but to me, she was dancing on her own.
She was a focal point,
and she was holding her own. It wasn't like a lot of times where you see like. Derek is helping Mary Lou, which is understandable because Cheryl helps
Ryan.
She was doing on her own, and it was.
But she's used to being a center of attention,
right?
I mean, when she does her gymnastics, it's always center of attention. I know they do team sport,
right.
But it's still an individual sport, and so it was just. I thought she did really good, and one thing I thought, you know. Last week we were all like, oh, she's 16, she's being all shy. But even this dance was a little provocative, and I thought she came across really well in it. You know, she did some great moves.
It was like Bruno said, she looked like, I'm going to blink on the names now.
Janet Jackson.
Like, she looked like they were transferred back in the 80s.
Yes.
She was like in that 80s music video. Like, it looked like I was watching music videos.
It was a cartoon of this. Was it a fox or a hound?
It was a cat.
And then the other thing is, I love Val's thing. You watch the video. You watch the video.
Like
he sent it to
so
her.
Excited.
That's for her to practice because she only had a couple days to do it for.
You said it was like a music video.
It was. It was like watching a music video. Like it was such the production of it. It was like I would watch that dance over and over again.
I'm with you.
Follow one of my top 10 like favorite dances. It was amazing.
I would agree.
So they're the first. The scores. If you're the score person.
Kariana 10. Juliana 10, which is shocker because Juliana is really hard on the scores. Tusk Grader and Bruno, 10.
Well,
so
they're all like speechless.
Yeah, they're all speechless. They didn't have anything. They couldn't even say anything. There wasn't anything negative they felt.
You think Lynn would have gave it a 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn would have given it a 10.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was my favorite. That was her reaction to all of it. She was like, what?
I know. It was so
like,
cute.
She had no idea what to say to it. So luckily she had her mouse that was able to like thank the production and everything.
Yeah,
and the
choreographer and Michael Jackson's family and the Jackson family.
Because I said, I go, I'm surprised they're allowed to play this song.
Well, I'm sure Cirque du Soleil has the Cirque du Soleil.
I get that.
Cirque du Soleil.
They have the rights to all the music. Because they do the Michael Jackson, the Beatles. And
I'm sure you still get permission from Michael Jackson family to be able to play on another show.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, I never think of that. Yeah, you're right. So but anyway, still, it was fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. It was amazing. I watched it five more times since then.
Yeah. Just watched this the second day, like the result show, and it was the package with, I can't know her name, Marsha.
Marie McCormick.
She like went up. She's like, I knew Michael Jackson. He would have loved this dance. Like you did him proud. I was like, that's so cool that she went and said that to her.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. See, it's positive watching.
Now, did she do it without crying?
Yes, she did. She did.
I'm kidding.
Oh, is that what she was talking about? Thank you, Heather. Because I was like, why is she talking about Michael like that?
Yeah, she was talking to Lori about him, like how she would end her proud and stuff. It was phenomenal, amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Next up, we have Vanilla Ice and Whitney doing the Vietnamese waltz. I thought it was good.
He definitely, you see improvement from last week. He looked awesome.
Well, you said you like him more than you used to.
Who?
Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. It's just his personality now. I mean, I've always liked him.
I loved him on
the construction shows, but I got.
Because I always thought it was weird. I said, Vanilla Ice is doing a construction show. I don't get it.
But I got to see a different side to him, like a side that. Who is gracious and humble.
Very humble.
And kind. And I didn't
When he was
think,
younger, he's a little more cockier.
Right. And
I think he even mentioned that in one of the packages that he was like he's grown up over the years and stuff, and he's not the same person he used to be. Because
right.
he
Which
was
we all
in
have.
His early how old, well, old he was. But he definitely was young.
I don't know how his I don't remember how many years it took him to be a overnight success, but he was came out of nowhere, as far as I know, and boom, you know, he had Ice Baby, and it was everywhere, so.
And you got a lot of stuff in the beginning from him about different things, wasn't it? Because the way they say this and that is his way. I don't know. Anyway, I was very impressed.
I thought his dance was excellent.
I agree.
Carrie Ann an 8, Julianne a 7, and Bruno an 8. I thought Julianne was a little.
I'm with you on that.
Their score there.
She's a little chintzy.
And finally, we have James and Sharna doing the quick step.
That was really good. I liked how it started. The intro was
James
my favorite.
James, for an indie driver, is
awesome.
Excellent. He's got showmanship.
Yes, very. He's got charisma.
He's going to be 50 next year, Vanilla Ice.
Really?
Yeah. Born in 1967.
Wow.
So he's 49 on Halloween Day.
Oh, wow.
His real name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
Oh, you know, I knew that.
That's why it goes by Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
Van Winkle.
He's going to be 49. Next
I, wonder
year,
he's
be
gonna,
50.
I wonder if he's going to sleep for 20 years.
I don't know.
Rip,
anyway.
Rip Van Winkle?
No.
No? No. Nothing?
Where's the crickets?
I know. I need the crickets back.
Nothing? All right. Anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
No.
Sleep for 20 years.
No.
Anyway, so we have
again.
James and Sharna in the quick step. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was a great job. His show.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
And they work, like you said again, they work well together.
They did
like
great chemistry.
Yeah.
Great chemistry.
And I think the judges said the same thing I said last week, or maybe you said last week, Heather, when they said, you know, Isaac, he just was like a race car, and he's like a great, he could be like an actor, and he's got great facial expressions, and he really plays, you know, the whole part well, and just really the whole part.
Even though the judges said that this week, that he could be like an actor, he can work in Hollywood,
Broadway.
That he can do different things. He has a great charisma, which he does, which you wouldn't expect like from a race car driver, that they have such a great personality, but he is just awesome.
And I didn't see him make a mistake on his feet until pointed out.
I didn't see that at all. It must have been really tiny.
Yep.
But he knew he did, too,
yes,
though.
Yes, he did.
Anyway, Carrie Ann a 9. Julian and I and Bruno, who didn't see
the
mistake,
mistakes,
a 10! So,
10!
So, there
yeah,
we
he
go.
He does this. 10!
Yes.
10! So that's the dances we have left so far, and we do have a phone call from our correspondent, so let's get to that right now.
Hey guys, it's Sarah calling about Dancing with the Stars. I had a crazy week. I did get to watch it. It wasn't my favorite episode just because the Cirque du Soleil stuff wasn't exactly my alley, but it was a good show overall. I just don't really have anything extra to say. I don't know how y'all do this every week and still think of things to talk about. Kudos to you. I love Lori's dance. I was so excited when she got all pins. It's just funny that she's like peaking so early, but I guess it's okay. And then I wanted to just ask or say one other thing. Have y'all thought about you and Cindy Jack doing like a parenting podcast? I've had some crazy parenting moments this last week. It has been rough, and just was like thinking, you know, you guys did such a good job with all three of your kids, and y'all are a little bit ahead of me. Well, a lot ahead of me, really, because I've got a 9 and a 6-year-old. And I just was wondering if maybe you'd consider doing like a one-off, like ask us your parenting questions kind of thing, because I promise I'll send in like at least 5. Okay, I hope y'all are having a great week. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. That was very nice. I don't know if our kids turned out all that fabulous. We do have fabulous
kids.
Here's
my advice. Have as many kids as possible.
That was your advice when we were first
together. And then if you screw up a couple of them, you still have 2 or 3 that can, you know, do something. It just isn't that how it works?
What do I always tell you? I think, and I told Heather this a million times, you know, being a parent and being a wife, those are the hardest jobs I've ever done.
Being a wife for me has been tough.
And
I believe that.
I'm not going to lie.
Being married, because you have a lot of stress. I always tell Jay when he does ask or if I give advice is just throw whatever you can, throw it against the wall, and whatever sticks, stick with that.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
We made mistakes.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I look back now. Well, of course, our kids remind us, too.
Yes, they do.
You know when you did this? You know when you did
but
that?
But you can't raise each child the same. I think that would be wrong. I always feel you have your core rules. Say please and thank you. Respect, you know, parents. There are core, you know, the main
values.
Rules that... thank you. Your family values.
If I tell you to do something, you better do it.
No, I think each child you have your family values are the same of all three, but still each child you raise differently because each child's personality is different and one works with one does not work with the other. Heather will say I was a lot harder on her than I was with Kayla. I would agree with her 100%.
Very true.
People always say I was harder on Jay. I said, no, I was harder on Kayla.
Yes.
Kayla and I.
Well, Kayla and you are very much alike. I think it's hilarious.
She's our youngest one, and she's lucky.
But why are you hard on her? Because you don't want her to be like you. Well, you don't want her to have the things of you.
The chances of her being perfect are very slim.
Be honest.
No, you don't want her to see, you know, I made some mistakes when I was younger and just kind of not. Pushing through things and
right.
And she's well you're the same you were a little hesitant in your life doing things but now you're very confident. I'm talking to Heather, by the way.
Oh.
And so no, you just want Kayla to be Kayla's very unorganized. I used to be really unorganized, could never find my keys, could never find this.
Still can.
No, I can find my keys now.
But she was you were organized when you were 2 years old, Heather.
Right.
I tried being messy, it didn't work.
I mean, we used to enjoy going to the parent teacher conferences. And we knew exactly which desk was Kayla and Jay's because everything was hanging out of it.
It'd be every
and Heather,
papers.
Yes. And then Heather's would be everything, like the smallest book to the largest book, all in line and everything. And I think the reason why we get along so well is that we're very similar to that. And
yes.
We, cleaning-wise, it's hilarious.
Both crazy
but where do they
people.
Get the sloppiness from?
I don't think it's sloppiness.
I think it's sloppiness.
To go in my bathroom and Kayla used my oils in my hair and I go, I know she didn't tighten it up, so let me hold it from the bottom. I was correct.
Well, it's like a key that Kayla used the other day and I told her, put the key back when you're done. Next day, I lost it. I'm not supposed to get stressed.
We are talking Dancing with Stars.
So anyway, so Dancing with Stars. But any parenting, it is tough. But
You should do parenting. You should.
I know Sarah
has.
I mean, I know you could say there's a lot of things we did wrong. Do you really think we're that great?
There's not a lot of things we did wrong. I don't just look things in the back and like, oh, that was
a
bad decision.
I think I should do a grandparent show. You do whatever grandkid wants.
Would you do any of the things that we raised you? Would you use some of those in
I
your...
I already do. I do a teaching.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's things I say that you said to me plenty of times where Dad said, I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning to my parents. So yes, there are things that I've done or will foresee myself doing when I'm a parent. I think it's a good job.
I will give Sarah some advice. She has a 9 and 6-year-old. I think they're both girls.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
I'm sorry. About 5 years, you're going to want to move out.
But my biggest advice for girls, and I think I'm glad I
and
did
I'm
this.
I'm not kidding. You're going to want
that's
to.
A,
no.
That's
your husband's going to want to move
but
out.
But I didn't bring – you weren't my friend. I wasn't your friend when you were 15. But I still tried
to – Yeah, you were.
Not like I was your parent, but I'd still listen to the music you listened to, watch
No,
some.
But that's when you started changing to – because you used to be hard on me since like I was like 2.
Right, but then
and then like when I got started my later teens, when I started driving, and when I started driving with you is when we started like clicking better. So like 15, 16.
Well, I think you changed too. But I decided that I had to, in order to know you and understand you and to have empathy for you, I needed to not bring myself to your level, but to understand what you're listening to and to remind you of the things that I felt at your age and to remember those things. I think the worst thing we do as parents is that we think because you're 15, 16, or even 9 that you can't feel this way or I never wanted to tell you if you told me you loved somebody at 13. I didn't never want to tell you you don't know what love is because that's not true. It's your love.
I always said, what's love got to do with it?
And, you know, I would hate when my mom would look at me and she'd say, you don't know what love is so you can't love someone. Yes, I can. My 13-year-old love is my love. It's worth
it. And to this day, you still fight with your mom.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard, too, at this day and age. The only thing that terrifies me with having kids is so different than how it used to be when I was growing up. I mean, everything's so social media and so much technology. And kids nowadays, like 9-year-olds, my 13-year-old seventh graders know more than I ever did at their age.
Yes.
And they still know more. I'm like, how do you know this?
But what did I tell you? You're only Google. A kid for 18 years. You're an adult forever.
But some of these kids, they look older than me.
Because the parents allow them to look that way and go out the door. There's no way I would have allowed you to look that way.
I say the same thing. Every single time I see kids walk with their little booty shorts and like their little, I'm like, how are you getting away with that? How are you leaving the house like that?
There's no way. There's no way I would have allowed you.
Are you saying parents are afraid to say no?
I think parents are afraid of scarring their children.
I think there's so much things that people are telling you and so many things to read. And I also think that not only scare them, I think parents are just so busy. You're working. You're trying to provide. You're running around. You're trying to volunteer.
It's stressful.
Your husband's doing this.
Nowadays, you have to entertain your child every day.
Right. Then you come home. You got 2 hours of homework sometime, depending on what's going on.
I don't know as a teacher, but I think homework should be outlawed.
Right, and there's so many, other things.
Other than studying for a test, they go to, like when I go to work, I work 8-9 hours. I don't want to come home and bring work home. The kids should be the same way.
And the only two things I also say too that, and I know we should be talking about this because we're already answering stars.
Not to mention, as a parent, when you three kids would come home with your homework, I'm trying to remember things from 30 years ago. I'm like going, I'm probably giving you the wrong answer. I'm probably, this is how we did it, and now they do it different. It seems to change.
It changed again. Teachers are better about it now. I'm sending them cheat sheets with the homework. And then not only that, it's such a technology advanced world now. They have their websites and videos they post too to help you help the parents.
That's awesome that's available now. That wasn't like that when you guys were kids.
Again, the kids, like I said, especially here, you see kids on buses like 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's still being dropped off from school. So now you're getting home at 6, you got to eat, then you had 2 hours of homework, take a shower, whatever it is, and go to bed and get right back up the next morning to go to school.
But don't you do that as a job?
But as a job, I come home, I can go watch TV, I can go work out, I can go do something. You shouldn't have to bring home work from school.
Other than
studying for a test or something like that.
My school, I feel like they haven't been giving out as much homework as they used to. A lot of teachers, I think, they're shying away from homework. I think the most thing they do give out is make sure they're studying for tests.
Plus, it's study habits. It's different. I mean, I always made sure I had a class that I knew I could do my homework in.
But Sarah, don't sweat the small stuff.
No, you're
choose
you're,
your battles.
No, I used don't to, sweat. The used, worst stuff is yet to come.
I said, choose your battles. I let my youngest daughter walk around for a good year, if not longer, with shoes on the wrong feet because I would tell her all the time, your shoes are on the wrong feet. She would argue with me. And I thought, well, if she's comfortable, why am I making a big deal about it?
Jay, the tag goes it's on in the back.
I mean, some little things.
He'd wear his shirt inside out. And
forever.
The tag. I go, Jay, you're. I go, oh, I give up.
Yeah. So just don't sweat the small stuff. Choose your battles. You know, do what's important. But anyway, we went
every
way too long.
Every day is a new day.
Anyway, back to Dancing
with
the Stars.
See, you should do a parent one. That was good. That was good advice.
Maybe we'll think about it.
Yes.
Like a little small one. Like every couple weeks.
Because my philosophy and where you are, where you live and what
well,
that...
Well, you get people could call and give advice. But then first, like, you know, we could do that. But
people,
right.
People love listening. Like people go on blogs or like different websites to like figure out different things. And that's basically what you
I still like
do.
The grandparent one because, yeah, whatever they want, you just give them what they want.
Well, that one lasts like a day. So you have to do one they can actually have advice on.
All right, we got.
But trust yourself, Sarah. You're doing the right thing. Yeah. I can't imagine you're not. I mean, yeah. You're not perfect. Remember that. And well, no matter what, they will be
not right. Everybody is me. Let's see. We got feedback on our Facebook page. Dancing with the Stars. Dennis says, Megatron is really coming along.
Yep.
It just says, as a Packer fan, I'm not supposed to like Megatron, but I like him. His dance is so far my favorite. I'm sorry.
Where are the glasses I gave you so you could see better to read?
Oh, they're in there. Dennis, wow. Jessica, good episode tonight. Lori and Tara and James were all great, and Vanilla Ice did a good job, too. Jack posted something about Marie McCormick explains why she cries so much. And it
oh,
is-
my God. You posted your own joke on it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're so lame.
As a good parent, good parenting is to let someone finish their sentence.
I'm not a parent, so it's
and
okay.
To say that what I'm saying is I posted...
I don't it's think actually, he does.
It's actually why she's, it's her own words, why she, it was an article that she, so she says, why I cry so much.
Why? She does cry a lot. It's ridiculous. It's just,
she explains. I'm not going to read you.
Oh, okay.
It, well, I'll give you a hint. It's because she has flashbacks of a football hitting her in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
No, it's an actual, if you go on our Facebook page, I did post a desk in the store. It says, DWTS, Marie McCormick explains why she cries so much.
All right, well, I'm going to read that now.
Jamie Hill says, Laura's dance, all I can say is, damn. She is my pick to win it all this season.
I'm with you, Jamie.
Vicky says, I'm majorly impressed with her. She's completely on point tonight and rocked it.
Who?
Talking about Lori.
Yes, she did.
Vicky also says, maybe it's just me, but I feel like the whole thing between Julianne and Amber was blown out of proportion, and they played it up for the sake of drama. Julianne was commenting on how... their dance was inappropriate or for a salsa, and Amber just took it the wrong way. It was not a it was a personal attack on her. But I think I liked how she handled it. Amber said, you know, I'm not a negative person.
Not that she handled it well, but I think you are uncomfortable with your body with when you have all those assets. And when you see other girls there and they're all like very small and they're wearing revealing clothes and you're not. So maybe she just, I think it's like an insecurity with herself. And she's heard that comment. She's like, oh, she's talking about how I look.
Right.
Because I would have done the same thing if she's like, she's talking about my body.
But I think as women, we are bad no matter what size we are. You know, even as 00 person still has, you know, will have some kind of issues that they don't like about ourselves. I think we're just really bad as women with that. And I think women are bad with other women and we're quick to think that. And I don't think Julianne was doing that. But, no. You know, but the majority of women probably would have thought it was said that we were uncomfortable about it and thought it was being more of her body, not the dance. And I think
it's your first reaction.
Right. And I don't think Julianne felt that way. But I think because you hear so much negativity from women too, because I always say, I can't believe a woman's doing that. Why is a woman doing that? So anyway, but then
women
I find
on women
myself.
Crime.
But I sometimes
seriously.
I sometimes point out women thing too. And I'm just like, why do I do that? I know better. I would be the first one to complain about that woman.
Now
so,
if I were to do it, I'd be called sexist.
Yes. So I'm just saying we're just
that's
really,
why I don't do it. I just go.
So anyway,
except for Marsha's nose,
I just thought she looked great. So.
Oh, she looked beautiful.
Yeah, and she is just beautiful, beautiful yep. skin.
Dennis says, didn't she say it made her uncomfortable? And an inappropriate salsa wouldn't do that, would it?
Well, they're just. I think it's going with this song. The song was called "Booty." Yeah. I mean, how do you make a salsa of a booty song?
But again, I think, what you said is correct. That Max realized he was goofing around too much with that, and was should have taken it a little more serious. And I think you should blame it on Max. I think he's a star. He's a professional.
And like you said, maybe
he should know better.
He did step up his game
yep,
this week.
He did
because it was a night and day. And it was. She's like a wholly different person.
Agreed.
Vicky says, "Well, she'd never wake up."
No, but I meant the dance.
He was being annoyingly funny.
Vicky, I took it to mean that their dance wasn't really a salsa at all and that the moves they did were too raunchy. It seemed like Amber took that as a personal attack on her body. I just find it amusing that Julianne was one that made the comment because back when she was a dancer, one of her dances, I believe, it was the Apollo Anton Onio, the speed skater, was raunchy enough to point where the judges commented on it similar manner. So that's our feedback for the thing, and we appreciate the feedback. So if you'd like to feedback, you can go to our Facebook page. There's a little thread there that says Dancing with the Stars, and people can put comments on there. Or you can give us a call, 385-309-0311, calling time. Once again, that number is?
I don't know.
3837.
385-309-0311, call anytime.
I'm never going to get it. I can't do numbers. I can't process it.
3-8-5.
You said 7. That's why I was thinking 7.
What?
385.
She's my best friend now.
309.
She's my buddy. I love you.
0311.
Call
anytime. All right, guys. We're coming down.
Love you too, Mom.
We're coming down. ours cut out, so we don't know who. We didn't know who the four. I just know who the people at the end
right,
were.
Right. DirecTV had some kind of issue for like
ABC.
And they did it. No, it was DirecTV, it said.
No, but it was only ABC, though.
I know, but no, because you know what? On Sunday, CBS did the same thing saying that it was DirecTV, and the same problem too for like 20 minutes, and I missed elementary. Hello.
Tell what the heck, DirecTV.
Well, I don't watch that show anyway, so it's cool.
Anyway.
So we come down, it's double elimination, which I don't
which
like.
We don't I don't like double elimination.
I don't like double elimination.
No.
It's not fair.
Babyface was and Babyface
in the middle of the show was
let go. Okay. Yeah.
Which I agree with that one.
I agree with that 100%.
But Vanilla Ice, I didn't think deserved
it. I didn't either.
No, he was doing so well.
He did. He improved so much. But he handled it again. Just
class. I just thought Vanilla Ice got
He loved being there.
Vanilla Ice got screwed.
He did. But I never liked, I don't know the point of elimination.
Because Babyface, and not to pick on Babyface, but their dance was so bad.
Oh, it was horrible.
It wasn't even, you know, when you had Rick Perry and some of the other dancers going where it's like, oh, they're trying. It was like Babyface.
Why did it have to be a double elimination?
I never missed the double elimination.
Well, if you're going to have double elimination, have it where there's two dances that are clearly terrible.
Right.
And this was not the case. I mean,
but who else would you have chosen?
No one.
I would have said no one. I would have said no because all the dances. I mean,
this would have been good. What you were saying, Heather,
actually, where the veto,
where the person gets to bring that person back.
Mary Lou had a lower score than Vanilla Ice because she had said sevens, whereas Vanilla Ice had
an eight
two,
in there.
Well, he had two eights,
right?
And a seven, right?
But it depends on the voting of America's vote. Who's voting? Yeah. Who's America voting for?
Well, and probably having Derek helps her. And stuff. Like, I thought. Well, we all said that Mary Lou deserved. Like I said, it was only one person should have gone home this week.
I agree.
Without
with
question,
you.
It was Babyface.
Because Vanilla Ice improved so much from the week before.
Yeah, he's
and
getting,
I really
he's
enjoyed
getting,
it all.
I just want to see how well he can keep going. Like how much he can progress. And that's the veto thing. Bring back the veto.
I like the veto thing. I was against it last week, but.
See?
I don't think
you're for it now.
Now, if you would have had Babyface would have been gone, you go, okay, it could have been between Ryan, Mary Lou, and Vanilla Ice.
Yes.
But even then, I would have said, okay, Ryan deserves to go.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because Vanilla Ice has been a better dancer.
So who is it going to be next week? What do you think?
Ryan.
I think it's probably going to be Ryan because.
Well, or Amber Rose, but again, Val has got good.
Max.
Max,
I'm sorry.
But you also Cheryl's pretty popular too, right?
She is, but I think she's been gone for so long, it might be hard to gain back.
I mean, but it depends on what the dances look like.
But I was looking on Twitter, though, because we lost that 15 minutes or 20 minutes or it was on DirecTV, that a lot of people are rooting for Ryan.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was looking at the Twitter feed because I was trying to keep up with what was going on, and there's some people that are haters of Ryan, but there were a lot of, like, supporters for him. There wasn't a lot of supporters for Vanilla Ice or anything.
No. You think there's any way that... that Lori loses this.
She's race car driver. Where am
James,
I going?
James.
I think it's going to be.
They're going to be the final two.
Yeah, I think they're the final two.
But there's not a dance that she hasn't done well though. She's done the slow ones. She's
I know,
done
but
the,
but then you know when I watched it with the
rumba, it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, when I watched it with a W, what's the woman girl?
Paige.
What was Paige? I thought she deserved to win, but Niall.
I like Niall.
Yeah, but I liked her better.
Well, there were three of them that were pretty good that year, right?
Yes.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard one.
But Niles and Paige were both right
superior.
There. And it was the
I liked Paige over Niles.
Niall.
But anyway.
Anyway, but like I said, I thought Vanilla Ice should have been at least back one more week. I thought he got hosed.
He did.
But that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoy this show, you can... like I said, become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com. Just get the patron button. It's time we'd like to thank three special patrons. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffelder, and Brad from
Chicago.
Thanks for helping us out and doing what you do. Just recently, we had a crossover podcast between the broadcast and the Married Man show, and it wasn't the CF I thought it was going to be. I even wore a referee shirt because I thought I was going to have to break up some fights.
Right, but you didn't.
I didn't. It was peaceful, but it was some interesting comments in there. It was a lot of fun, and that was for people who were pledged $5 or more get to listen to that. So it's a special little podcast for if you have $5 or more, you get to listen to it. And we have different goals and different things to achieve. But anyway, if you like this show, we have The Amazing Race will be coming back soon. Survivor. Is here, The Married Man Show, The Broadcast, Westworld is back, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and in a couple weeks, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys will be back, and Parenting with Jack and Cindy will start next week on...
I think so.
I really think so.
We're in San Diego next week.
Oh, we're in San Diego next week. That's right.
You should think about it.
So what we're going to do next week is...
we're going to record Tuesday...
before we leave.
Before the results, so we're just going to get... You're just going to get... what we think's going to happen.
Right, and then we'll put the results
then
on.
Then when we come back the following week, we won't be...
No, I thought we were going to put it on. Then we'll talk about the next day real quick, and then we'll just put it on.
No, it's just gonna,
okay.
No, because we're gonna be.
Oh, we're not gonna put the results. We're gonna show it without the results.
The show will be up without the results.
Got it.
So, Sarah, if you're gonna call, you got to call Monday, or sometime Tuesday, and then the following week we won't be recording till Thursday at the earliest because we don't get back till Thursday.
We don't get back
night.
Wednesday.
So, I know. Don't shoot the messenger, but that's what's gonna happen. That's all I got. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Sure enough.
What?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.